SOP number 59.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Today is going to be a rather quick show, but I think I've got a good tip for you. At least I do. I know I'm surprised as I talk to people how many people aren't aware of this, but let's get all that business stuff out of the way. Number one, the School of Podcasting's morning announcements is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Check them out at GoToMeeting.com. A little more about that in just a second. But if you'd like to contact me, send me an email. It's real easy. SchoolofPodcasting@gmail.com. You can also call it in, 888-563-3228. Now, here is why today's show is going to be short. My studio has been adjusted. Yes, I normally podcast live from the basement, right next to the water heater. And as long as nobody's doing laundry, it's usually not that bad. But I'm right next to the furnace, so I have a noise gate. And if one furnace wasn't enough, I now have a new furnace, which actually burns corn of all things, and boy is this thing noisy, so I need to probably relocate the studio. And so I was trying to, and yesterday when I normally record my podcast, they were installing it, and that was even noisier, so I had to kind of postpone the show. But here's my tip for today. This is going to be a real quick show, but I'm surprised again that most people don't know this. And this is, you know, the holidays are coming up. You've got Halloween, you've got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, New Year's coming up, and there may be times when you want to, you know, travel someplace to, you know, for the holidays, or you know, and you're like, oh, I got to do a podcast, or realize that you can actually record a podcast ahead of time, assuming that your podcast is not time-based, you know, where you know, it comes out on Thursday talking about something that happened, you know, 2 days ago or something like that, but you know what I mean? And you can actually set your podcast to be delivered in the future. Now, if you're using WordPress, you do this when you're writing your show notes. Over on the right-hand side, look on the right-hand side, it will say post timestamp. And if you click on the plus sign, you'll see where there's a little box there, and you can change the date. You want to make sure to put the check mark next to edit timestamp. Now, I'll have a screenshot of this out in our archives, which is at schoolofpodcasting.net, so you can see this. And you can choose not only the date, but you can pick the time that you want this to show up. That's going to be based on where your server is, not so much where you are, but nonetheless. And then the other way is if you're using, let's say you're using Libsyn, and again, you'll put in your show notes, you'll see at the bottom where there's a kind of a beige link, brown link that says additional options, and you'll see where one of those is the post date. And again, you can put in the date and as well as the time. That's going to be in military time, so you know 10 o'clock would be 2200 hours, things like that. So the great thing about this, just to give you an example, Marcus Couch is a friend of mine. He does a podcast called The Scene Zine. It's at thescenezine.com. Well, he moved from Chicago to California, and he did 6 weeks. He does a weekly podcast. He did 6 weeks in advance as he drove from Chicago to California, and his show never skipped a beat. So, can you hear my dog? Sorry about that. He was trapped on the bed and was growling at me because he wanted to get off the bed. All right, no editing tonight. It's a live show, so welcome Dudley to the program. All right, let's get some business taken care of. You know, getting to and from meetings can be a real waste of time and money. You know, driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Come on. Find a headquarters for a half-a-day training session. Save your time, save your money by using meetings online. Hold them online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet you online. During your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Meet as long as you want and as often as you want for one rate, one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days. No credit card is even required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in podcast. Try GoToMeeting today for free. Thanks, GoToMeeting, for sponsoring the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. As you guys know, I talked about a new podcast I did, started it, called Building a Better Dave, and I'm doing this. I'm actually recording segments way in advance, and I am publishing them about every 3 days. Now, there is something to this, because my initial reaction was I had so much material that I want to put out one a day, or one every other day. Be very, very careful if you get a surge of material if you're looking to podcast this way, because as much as you may have something in your life where you get stories and you get material for your podcast, you're also going to have those times when you have the opposite, where it's a slow news day or something's going on to where there's really not much to talk about. You need to keep that in mind, so that as much as there will be surges, there will be lulls, and you need the surges to fill up those times when there are lulls. Again, this would be if you're doing a kind of a non-time-based podcast, if they're just stories or things like that. It is for me, at least, it's very easy to want to just put it all out there because you're proud of the shows, you like them. Use some patience, spread them out over time, and that way, when there are those times when things are kind of in a lull, or you go, that wasn't really one of my best shows, well, if you've got some extras left over, you can then fill the gap. So that's my two little quick blurbs for today as I try to talk over the corn furnace in the background. So hopefully the next show will be a little quieter. I'm actually pondering taking my Marantz 660 and podcasting from the car because it's always quiet in there. But thank you for tuning in. Thanks to everybody who showed up at the International Podcasting Expo. I didn't get to take as much of that in as I wanted to because, again, people were installing furnaces in my house, so that kind of ruined my weekend, but it was a great time. I enjoyed everybody that showed up for my presentation. I talked about different sound files. I'll be telling you more about those in the future, as you'll be able to get those for sale pretty cheap from what I hear, so that's coming up as well. As always, we're not going to do a last 5 and 5 today. Like I said, just a quick show as I'm still assembling things and plugging in cords from having my basement completely demolished, pretty much. So, thanks again to GoToMeeting. Check it out, GoToMeeting.com. Use the coupon code PODCAST. Thank you for listening. Check out our hours of tutorials as well as our hundreds of resources for podcasters. Check it out, SchoolOfPodcasting.com. And keep in mind, we've only got a few left over, but we got those expo coupons if you want to check those out. So, when they're gone, they're gone. Until we meet again, this is Dave saying thanks for listening and class dismissed.